Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I stayed in the car, and Carla came back from work, and then I drove home because I took him to practice and stayed in the car.
That looked
like
good.
All good parents.
Well,
are
no one, you know, when you're taking your kid to their first football practice, all you want to see is an older gentleman sitting in a car for no reason.
Hi there, how are you? You want a good humor?
The illness that I have had has been in my body for over 48 hours.
Nice.
It.
Nice.
Are you alcohol free, Matt?
I am. I've never started, mainly because mother, brother, and father all had
problems.
And it also, since he's the only one in the family that hasn't been touched by it, it makes me feel like he might be the cause of it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Another day, another combo, another part of the trio. We're switching up on our audience. That's why it's an advantage to have three people that do this show.
It's crazy. You know? I feel like I'm switching partners like it's the 1970s.
Rob Spiewak, how does it feel to be The Rock? You are The Rock this week. You are the one that's anchoring. And I only watched the very beginning of you and Oscar yesterday before I drifted off into another fever-induced slumber.
Oh, did you have some nice fever dreams?
I had some fever dreams. And I noticed that Oscar was concerned about the intro, and now here's Rob.
What?
And I have to side with Oscar on that one.
Okay,
I mean,
how about this? I did some monkey business today, and now we have this, if you like.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Dude Walker.
Same as it normally is.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak.
14 years worth.
Here's Oscar and Rob.
Did he do that yesterday?
No, I had the elements around. I just didn't realize Oscar was sore about it.
Does Oscar know you had the elements around?
No.
That's your grip. I like that. That you don't let anybody know. Oh, we don't need that one. That's great. Hey, I'm with you on that. So he'll be thrilled. Call him. I'm going home again.
He'll be surprised the next time.
I'm going
he and
home
I do the
again.
Show.
Like I'm already home.
Well, no, you don't live in the garage.
When you have something that you don't know what it is, it's just a big drag, and because it's like
the illness.
The illness that I have had has been in my body for over 48 hours.
Nice.
It.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, hi, Glen Eagles Golf Course in Sterling, Scotland, Mount Rainier National Park, Washington, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Willemstad, Curacao.
Curacao. You get new ones on Monday, Mike.
Thank you.
They can't
Los
all
Lunas,
be gems.
New Mexico and Netherlands Antilles. Was it last? Not last. It was two nights ago. Two nights ago, after his meet and greet from football. What was two nights ago?
We two nights ago night would have been
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I Tuesday think
it,
night.
Was it the
Bam.
Meet and greet? No, because we talked about the meet and
no,
greet.
No, the meet and greet was Tuesday night was the first regular practice.
Right. Helmets, no pads.
I came home that afternoon, and I thought I had perhaps been overexposed to heat.
Yep.
Not to the point of heat stroke, because I hydrated, but I was definitely thinking it might have been a little minor version of heat stroke, because every single bone in my body was aching.
They should have put you in that dunk tank.
Well, I didn't think it, you know, I'd been home for a while.
You have to go back?
And everything seemed hunky-dory.
Right.
And then after that, it was just, it was difficult. It was really difficult. And I still feel, to be honest with you, I feel a little foggy today. So that's one of the things that I noticed about what I have. I just feel kind of out of it.
Yeah.
And as I felt the achiness, we went out to, after we did the show, you'll notice at the end of the show, I was not feeling well at the end of the show. I was feeling horrible. We had a good show.
Right.
I was really feeling really under the weather afterwards, really, really tired. And that evening we went to football practice, the
right.
first real football practice he had. And it was not 90. It was 83. The cloud cover was everywhere. It was a little gentle breeze. We were so lucky.
Yeah.
He had another night last night where Carla told me it was the same situation. Carla, I stayed in the car, and Carla came back from work, and then I drove home because
okay.
I took him to practice and stayed in the car.
That looked
like
good.
Like all good parents.
Well, no one, you know, when you're taking your kid to their first football practice, all you want to see is an older gentleman sitting in a car for no reason.
Hi there, how are you? You want a good humor?
God, you want a root beer barrel?
So Carla relieves me, but I'm looking out, and it's cloud covered, and checking the temperature. 83 was beautiful. Fantastic. And then this was after I'm getting my days confused. Yesterday I go to the doctor
right.
and make an appointment, and I go to the doctor at 3 p.m. and tell them what's wrong, and they give me the suggestion that I need a COVID test
mm-hmm.
and a flu test.
I would have lost big, Mike, because when you told me what you were dealing with in your symptoms, and also the fact that everyone's talking about the summertime surge, I would have bet big money that you had gotten COVID because you were out among a bunch of grubby kids, you know, out there doing what they do, crowd of people, and
yep.
you come home and you've got achiness and a mild fever, and it just seemed to be that's where you'd be yeah. at. And so I'm glad it's not COVID.
I was so out of it, I didn't care. I was just, I wanted to get it checked, and
yeah.
I wanted to see what happened. So the my phenomenal doctor, you know, said, I don't think we have any more COVID tests here, so you'll have to go get a COVID test. And I'm like, oh. And I kind of paused and realized what, yeah, I was thinking about my bank account, let's
yeah.
be honest. And then
are
it's,
they doing that game where they pretend it's 2020?
I don't know. It's weird. and then they put a flu test up, but they didn't have the part of the flu test that you dip the swab in or whatever. So I never got a flu test. Then it was concluded if I don't have COVID, I got the flu.
Right.
But in any event, they said they'd call me and give me an update on what they think's going on. Never got a call, but I got a prescription called in. So I took that as my call.
Okay.
So if you're keeping score here, last COVID test that they had on the shelf.
Right.
No complete flu test
right.
and no updated call, but a prescription called in.
Right.
I say that's batting 250.
If that.
That's how I say it. That's batting. If that. Right.
If that.
So just a little.
So was it antibiotic that they give you?
Yeah. They gave me the Amoxy. Yeah. The
that's
Amoxicillin.
That's a good one. That's a good
and,
one.
So as soon as I took a Tylenol, I felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after doing my favorite from the Vicks family of products, the NyQuil the night before. And ache. And still, if I do my eyes like this, if I go back and forth, that's where the pain is, right there.
Oh, right in the top of your head. Ooh.
Down through my neck, but no cough, no cold. And here's the thing. I know that I've had colds and things like that where I've been sicker, but I've never felt as bad as I did yesterday.
Yeah.
It just, and that the worst feeling in the world, and I know people that have gotten it severely, I think with the COVID, they talk about when you get the chills, right?
Oh, yeah,
when you get the, and people that shake uncontrollably with that, and that's the worst feeling in the world. I had that the night before yesterday.
The last time that I missed, not the last time I missed a significant hunk of the show. That was when I was, of course, dying of liver failure. But before that, I had gone into the doctor to be checked for a sinus infection, and they said, you don't have a sinus infection, but in about 36 hours, you're going to have the flu. And I said, huh, okay. And at that time, I didn't feel bad. And then, like clockwork, it walloped me. And you're right, the achiness and the fact, I remember you guys calling me at home and almost not being able to form words because you're shivering and you hurt.
You don't want to do anything.
You don't want to do anything. So I love home, the fact that you're feeling better.
This is how big a deal. I got home. Carla's been working her ass off, face washing, just going nuts with her business. She's been very, very successful.
Maybe she should focus on hand washing. If she,
nothing wrong with her. She's perfectly okay.
Good.
But I will tell you, she's been out of the house. And so it's been me and the little monster in the house. Right. I kept him out of his camp, which is now like it's math camp. He's hated every bit of it. And I'm like, okay, it's the end of the summer.
That's,
we haven't had that great of summer
that's
anyway.
Fun. So. Math camp.
It's kind of intro to fourth grade in math. Not mandatory. Not many kids are doing it. So school
is he
going to
be a he'll be a good mathlete.
A mathlete, like theater sports.
No, don't get into that. I don't want to talk about that today.
So it's just something where you deal with it and you just never know. And they said some sort of bacterial infection, which I guess the flu is.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. Or, you know,
well, the antibiotic will attack the bacteria.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know more about this stuff than I do. I don't. I don't know. But you're out of it. You're completely and totally out of it.
Yeah, it's
and
sucks.
Then I just couldn't bring myself to form words myself, and I just didn't feel like I could really do a decent job. And I, you know, believe it or not, people might not realize there is a little bit of effort that goes into putting this thing together.
Mm.
And just couldn't make it on time. That's it. Thank you.
You did good.
I've done good.
You done good. And you know what? I did not think. Based on where you were at last night, I didn't think you'd be here today. I'm proud of you for coming in. You did great.
Oh, you don't have to be proud.
The Tylenol is what's magic, and Vicks, Lavoris, and all the fine sponsors.
The fine products from the Vicks family of products that we have here. But I have had an opportunity to really think about where we are with the COVID, and the way we are down here, I don't know about where you live, you'll just get it every month or so. You'll hear about another person. This thing is not dead.
No, certainly not. As we mentioned on yesterday's show, my uncle tested positive last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't go anywhere.
So. And I'm so completely overthinking about it that I didn't have any masks in the house. And so I thought, well, if I do have it, I don't want to walk in. And the first thing I asked for was a mask. And they had them there, of course, in the doctor's office. But other than that, I really didn't, I haven't given it much thought as far as, you know, what vaccines I need or where I am in this type of thing. And it was just still a relief.
It's a summertime surge, Mike. And they said that we are in our third summer since COVID has happened. And there has been a surge every summer.
Really?
Yeah. And okay. And they said, and I'm not sure I buy into this, they said that more people are staying close because of air conditioning. And that's why it's spreading. But
staying indoors, staying close to each other?
Staying close indoors, you know, and like inside because it's cooler. But wouldn't
breathing
that make
on each other?
Wouldn't that make more sense in the winter? Because
that they would stay in where it's hot,
warm. Yeah, but I mean, that was what the CNN expert, quote unquote, floated out today. But yeah, we've seen a surge every summer. So
hey, and how are you? You sound a little rough. Are you getting sick too?
No, I'm not getting sick. I think there's some.
Not everybody's getting sick on our show. What's going on? For the love of God,
Mac has never been stronger.
I don't count. I'm always sick.
How are you? You're always sick.
I'm always.
Are you
sick.
Feeling better? Are you feeling better than you were at the beginning of the week?
Yeah, I'm 100% now.
Okay, good.
Which is about 75%.
Compared to other people, yes.
For normal people. It's but I'm feeling groovy, and I'm happy that it ain't the COVID. And outside of, you know, having skin to the touch that would test, you know, it would feel like somebody who was, you know, it would really be the skin on my body right now. All of it feels like shaking hands at a live show meet and greet.
Oh,
it's
dear.
All that kind of that, you know,
clammy?
We've been out too long and clammy. Yeah, I'm very clammy.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. You need
even
to hydrate.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know, cool later on in the show,
the other
maybe,
side of the pillow.
Maybe later on in the show, I might do a temperature check because as of today, the highest I've been is 99.2. And I think if I do it today, I think right now, if I took it, I think I'd be normal, 98.7 or something like that.
Six so, is what you're hoping for. You're hoping for 98.6.
Yeah. I thought it's 98.7.
No, and it's okay to be a little below, but 98.6, that's your golden rule right there.
Well, here's the thing. When you are, you know, at home with your own thoughts, you start thinking about so many different things.
Dangerous.
And a lot of sleep, too. I've been sleeping a lot, and my mind tends to drift. And I've been thinking about you and the matinee that you went to on Sunday.
Yes,
where,
saw two movies, yeah.
You saw two movies, part of Barbie and then a documentary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said, that, you know, where's your wife? She's not interested in it. And then I realized that... It may be time for you to be friend seeking.
I thought about it. I don't know. I don't know if I want that. I'm doing okay. I've got lots of people that if I need to, I can call up and talk to them, like my buddy Brad, but he lives very far away. So I don't
Wait a minute. What is far away? Doesn't he live in Virginia?
Culpeper. That's a long way.
It's not really. It's
from
45
Leesburg?
Minutes.
I know.
45 minutes.
I bet it's closer to an hour 15.
Okay.
I know from the cemetery, you see.
Okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you knew that. But don't you think that it would be better for you to have interaction
probably
with another human being?
Probably.
Like, you know, yeah. And like, I hate to bring a sore, sad subject up, but Twitch.
Well,
he was my best
friend. Yeah.
Your buddy and you guys, and he moved back to the area and he didn't live close to you, did he?
Well, he lived in Vienna. That's closer.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. And then, then after Vienna,
he worked at King's Dominion.
Yeah. But then he got the job at KD and he moved to Fredericksburg.
Okay.
But that's as close as Culpeper, but he would come up here a lot because of his family. His mom is up here. And, you know, we'd go out and we'd do the theme park thing, go to record stores and stuff like that.
I might have a suggestion.
All right.
I think that when you're talking about socializing,
yes,
you like to keep walls up. You don't like to let people in.
Right.
You really don't. You mm-hmm. don't like to let really, you know, and you don't like to have obligations, right? You're very good at obligations when they come up.
Yes.
You're the guy that kind of steps to the plate.
I like
when,
to call them Roblegations.
Roblegations.
Yes.
And the thing is that with my hobby,
yes,
which gives me most of my social interaction,
the
is
golf. Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I think the golfer is a certain type just like me. This is why I'm so comfortable. And I don't think you have to be like me to be a golfer. You have to have the chip in you that really enjoys the camaraderie of golf without any unnecessary social commitment.
No entanglements.
Now, if you choose to be entangled, you can. And there are many guys that do that. There are many guys that not only do they golf together, but their wives get together, they socialize with them. But I would say the bulk of the guys that I play golf with, I would say a lot of these guys don't know much more about the people they golf with than the conversations they have out on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm done, and I have nothing in common with a lot of these people,
okay,
nothing other than the fact that I enjoy playing golf. And it's just, it's the
way
it is.
Do you find the small talk awkward?
There's not really small talk on a golf course. It's more about the sport and about what's happening on the, you know, in the sport. But the commitment of it, you know, I'm just not. My sister is the polar opposite. My sister's friendships are the kind of friendships where she travels with people that are friends, where she
that might be fun.
She goes away on trips with couples.
Mm-hmm.
She goes away on trips with her girlfriends. She does this all the time. And that is not, there's just nothing I want to do that would involve
I would
that,
not, you know? Yeah, now, traveling is not a great
I
idea.
I have great friends, the Colburns, one set of friends, which is just fine with me, where we travel to see them and they come to see us. And they are comfortable around us and we are comfortable around them. And there is just, but even after that, it's like, see you later, go on with your life. And the Colburns are great with so many different people. And I'm proud to be included in that group.
Great folks.
But I think, what is an activity, and it might be an activity that you could do where you could get, not only, you've always said you need to get out of the house.
Yes, this is true. This is
true. You need to get out of the house and do something. It wouldn't have to be sports. It wouldn't have to be something, some sort of
Well, the thing that I always loved to do was go out to eat with people.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm not drinking, it makes that less appealing because it's less.
Because you really didn't go out to eat with people. You went out to drink with
and
people.
And socialize, yeah. And you know what? They loosen up and I loosen up and it's fun.
Okay.
And sometimes there's good food, but I mean.
I totally get it. I totally get it, Rob. Yeah. I really do. I totally get it. What it is it's an activity, though. Even and you might think it sounds weird that you're eating and drinking, but it is an activity. If you have something else.
Right.
Where you're going out to, you like playing cards.
I do love playing cards.
There are card games you can find, right? Aren't there? I mean, if
Probably.
You really tried, couldn't you get in the neighborhood of a card game?
Robert brings his friends in to play cards at our house.
Does he really?
Yes, he does, which
you
is very
play cards
funny.
With them. Like poker? Do they play poker?
I'm not sure they would accept me because they still give me the, hi, Mr. Spiewak, treatment. I don't think I'm like a
dad.
Buddy.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that.
And also, how's it going to look if I win like $80 in a night from a bunch of 20-year-olds?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you still physically capable of bowling?
You know, it's funny. Robert and I have gone bowling a couple times this summer because
So you are?
Yes, of course. I bought, as a matter of fact, for Christmas, if you think back, Robert and I got shoes and balls and bags.
So you've got that.
Yeah, I would. You know, a bowling league might be fun, but I would need, I think I'd need to have Carrie on board for that.
Well, Carla and I have talked about the same thing. There it is again, though. You don't have to.
No, you
it's
don't have
social
to.
Social engagement without social engagement.
Right.
That's
right.
What makes it so special. The bowling's over. Bam. Hard and fast time. Good night. See you later. You happen to like the people, you hang out, but you're not going to want to do that because you're not doing the hoochie-hoochie,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, so
it's a total reinvention. And, you know, we've got a beautiful lane right by my place.
Would she be on board for that?
Probably not, but...
Then you must take on a mistress.
Gumar?
You must take on a bowling mistress.
My bowling mistress. I've seen the ladies at the alley. There's plenty to choose from.
So you're telling me that you probably wouldn't get into a league by yourself?
No, I would get into a league by myself.
So it's right next to your so here it
two
is.
Miles
I'm
sorry. 2 miles
it's
away.
It's 2 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the criteria.
Yeah.
It's something you enjoy doing. It's something that is in your family heritage.
And it's also something that if I got back in the swing of it, I'm not bad at it. I'm without practice.
Imagine the stories from the alley that you could have. It's nice to have you back, Mac. Thank you. Thank you for the picture of the month. And by the way, if we can talk bowling alleys for a second, the last time I was at a bowling alley, I don't bowl with strobe lights on. I don't want to bowl with strobe lights
Amen,
on in the middle of the
brother.
Day.
Amen.
Back to the fluorescent lighting and let me just see the lane and do it that way.
The last
please.
Time you went bowling, did they charge you per game?
Yeah, I think so.
So I went to this place, I'll not name it, but it's in Leesburg. And what it was an old alley that has been there for a billion years that they revamped, pulled out some of the lanes, put in a nice restaurant. They got the smoke smell out of it somehow, have no idea how.
Uh-huh.
And we went there and I thought, you know what, this will be a cheap afternoon. It was a Sunday afternoon. Robert and I didn't have to rent shoes. We had our own ball and we went up and they said, okay, Sunday afternoon, great. Is an hour going to be enough for you?
I just got an idea.
And I said, an hour should be fine. What would you pay for an hour of bowling for two people on a Sunday afternoon when you're not renting shoes?
$30?
$45 flipping. Seems high. It seems high.
Well, everything's gone up. It's inflation. I just got a great idea.
What's that?
You love the idea of bowling. close to your home. In fact, everything about you is convenience and close to your home. That's what drives
you.
All right.
Yeah.
And
I think I'm not alone in that.
And move your mic a little bit because I can't see you. I'm literally looking at your eyes.
There. Okay. Better.
So the idea of people coming to you would be okay if
yes.
it was somebody, mm-hmm. and you get along better with our listeners than anybody, right?
Yes.
You interact with our listeners better than anybody.
This is true.
And I bet the number of listeners we have in the area wouldn't mind coming out to Old Leesburg to like on a Tuesday night to be part of the Rolling Spiewacks.
So we form a listener league?
You form a listener team
yes.
that plays in a league, not a league.
Okay, forgive
you
me. I misspoke. Yes.
You how many people are usually on a bowling team? I have no idea. You know
four
better
or
than I
five.
Do. Four or five. So yeah. tops four people.
Right.
That you would require in addition to you, you would make up the fifth.
That's right.
And is the fifth like an alternate? Is that how
no,
it works?
No, well, you have subs. If someone doesn't show up, you have a substitute.
Okay.
And that's right, normally people you call on, but that would actually be pretty funny.
It would be funny and it would be comfortable.
And
the thing is, I bet now if people reached out, you'd be able to do that. I'm just thinking in terms of you not being the lonely guy with the year you've had.
Right.
And God knows you've had one. You have had a year of years. And the selfish part of me is saying that would be something we could talk about because it would be fantastic. What happened to... You know, we're getting into the fall and winter, which is pretty much prime time for bowling leagues.
Fall
right?
leagues are probably forming right now.
Just a thought. I wrote it down on my
love
show
this.
Prep.
I love this.
I wrote down Rob needs a new friend, and I literally have been spontaneously thinking out loud.
I love this, and I'll say this. I'm so easily reached. Rob mm-hmm. with two Bs, ROBB at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you
wouldn't
have
be
interest,
doing this, folks, if you didn't want to. He wouldn't be doing it if he didn't want to.
If you have interest in a bowling league and we could form a team, a TMOS team, and you know what? I think we should have shirts.
Absolutely.
You don't need to have your own shoes. You don't need to have your own ball. And it's not about winning. It's about
right.
having a good time. Winning is nice.
Do you think the in the area, I can see the phone ringing right now?
I can too.
I
can
too. To do that for
yes.
you.
And, reach out and tell me a little bit about yourself and include a phone number
mm-hmm.
and perhaps an on-air screening. We'll find us a team.
All
and
right,
if you're co-ed, great.
Co-ed is fine.
It's encouraged.
Okay. Yeah. You should still check with your wife if she wants to be on the team.
Yes. Well, maybe she'll just like make a seven-layer dip or something.
Are you sure that she would be a hard no on bowling? She likes to bowl, doesn't she?
She has bowled in the past.
Carla's all in. Has wanted me to be in a league
for
years.
Does she have her own ball
years.
Yet?
No.
Mike, buy her a ball. She'll love you. She'll love you. You get a nice one for under $100. And then you take
yes.
her in, and they measure her hand, and they fit it to her, and she'll
Good.
Be slinging balls like you wouldn't believe.
I think that, or, you know, if you find a card game, anything you can do to interact.
Get out,
We're always trying to tell you what to do with your life, and it's not our business, but I really have thought about
that. Considering the way
the last few days.
The way the last 2 years have gone, maybe mm-hmm. I should start listening.
Let me tell you this. I think about myself sometimes when I can't golf, when I'm
yes.
not, you know. The classic example was this past weekend when my family went up to the land of Legos.
Legoland.
And I literally, I have nothing in my life. It is just, I think that sometimes I feel like we overschedule our child, but overscheduling is okay with me,
used to give me grief for all the stuff I would attend with my kids, but it gave
right.
me something to do.
Life is effort. I really believe that.
Sure.
The whole thing, watching my kid a couple of nights ago with this practice. And
shivering
this,
in the car.
It was that was last night.
Okay.
I really didn't have much interaction with that, but just to watch. And I said, yeah, okay. 10 years old. I'm not sure about the little bitties, but you know that's them. And
yeah.
it doesn't apply to me. But at this particular age, to have those kids with that kind of discipline and organization, and the greatest moment was one of the kids showing up late and he had to do a lap. And it was just like, that's the first time there's been anything organized where, yeah, You don't post on time. No excuses. You
what
just
about
run
his,
your lap.
What about his parent? Did they have
I don't
to run
know.
A lap?
I don't know. You don't even pay attention. You know, the parents are there. We're kind of scattered.
Because you know at age 10, the kid wasn't late.
Yeah, the kid doesn't
the
matter,
parent
though.
Was
See,
late.
That's the softness of American society these days that creates people that are not responsible. You know, and I'm cool. And then he'll give his father more or figure out a way. No, I love the discipline.
That's
I
cool.
love the fact that they, when they would mess up on some particular thing, like offside, they were doing a drill where it was offside.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they'd be offside, they'd have to run not a full lap, but they have to run down to the post and back again. And it was really terrific. And I have to say again, look, the season hasn't started yet. We're right in practice
right.
now. But this is 2.5 hours, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about all of these younger dads, younger men than me, that get out there and give their time for this type of thing. And I just have the most amazing admiration for the dedication of these dads that do it. It really is. It takes
you should
a lot.
Get involved.
I don't care to be a coach. I don't have I feel the same way
Could
about that.
Could you be a cheerleader or a mascot?
I might be, I'm certainly going to be a volunteer for different
right.
activities, but coaching, I just don't think,
what's the
to
name
be
of,
honest
what's
with you.
What's the name of his team?
Mustangs.
You could dress up as a car.
I could be the Mustang.
the Ford
yeah,
Mustang.
You immediately think it's not the horse, it's an automobile.
Oh, because I'm
yeah.
so stupid, Mike. I was making a joke, okay?
I'll dress as a Ford. The Mustangs. No, you can volunteer for a variety of things. I'll do that. The only reason I wouldn't do it as a coach, I don't think I'm looking at these coaches and their knowledge of football is better than mine. I think most of the coaches on his team probably played organized football.
Mm-hmm.
And I only did a little bit of little league when I was a little bitty.
Yeah.
And then the coaches in my town. Did I tell you this story?
I don't think
that
so.
My father came to a practice and he said, "You're going to go into Bloomfield, Connecticut this weekend. We want to beat," and he made a racial slur. Not the be all end all, but he made a racial slur. And my dad said, "Come here, get in the car. We're going." That was it. That's all it took for him. He pulled me out of the team. He didn't want me to play with that. I'm proud of him for doing that. That, you know, there was still that mindset among certain people. And the place we were going was a predominantly Puerto Rican and African American town, and it sucked. And my father didn't want me anywhere near these poisonous guys. A father and a son combo, by the way, who were our little league coaches. And then after that, I never played after that at all. What is your devious, horrible mind?
When you say
thinking?
A father and son team, I think of the movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Junior and Paul, Jackie Gleason.
No, yeah, well, there's that, and then there was also Paul Williams,
Pat McCormick,
and
Paul Williams. Wasn't that another sheriff combo that they had?
No, I think they were. I think they were in the movie, and they were behind the beer run. It's been
okay,
Mike. It's been too long since I've seen that great film.
Well, I didn't play organized football. Didn't do it in high school. I didn't do it in junior high. So these guys seem to know what they're doing.
And you know, Mike, I want you to know this. I didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Play football in high school.
You could have. You could have been a good nose tackle, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you could have. You really could have. If you were not the product of a broken home.
Yes, I am the product, as you know, a product of a broken home.
If you hadn't been, sky's the limit, you know? I'm glad you have a close relationship with your dad.
If I played ball, do you think he would have come back?
That is so sad. You have no idea how sad that is to me. That is so very sad. God, that is horrible. I feel so bad for you right now.
No, it's
I
fine.
Really do.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm on all these drugs, but I really do. Because no, I think for you,
yes.
If early on, that's why I'm doing it with Michael, because I want him to grow up in a culture of being physically fit. And in football, it's kind of par for the course.
You got to do that.
And I feel bad for these kids.
Yeah, but that ship had sailed for me.
The young Robs that play on his team, which are there.
That ship had sailed for me by my sophomore year. I remember asking my father, I said, you know, we would play catch occasionally. And I remember one time we didn't have a baseball bat, but you dummied up, I think it was like a dowel rod, and we tried to hit the ball. And I said, why didn't we go any further with that? He said, because you had no interest in it.
Really?
Yeah. So it's on me. It's on me.
You had no interest in playing any kind of sport
at
all.
And he played some high school football.
Your father did?
Yeah, and maybe basketball too, but he...
yeah, you are who you are. You can't change
that. Yeah, and he played JV, and he was good. And his father was an amazing coach up in Carteret. So there's a sports gene. It skipped me. Robert's sort of a sports guy.
He is kind of. Look at him. He likes his ultimate fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his thing that he's into. Oh, my God.
Come back, Dad.
If you can pull this off,
yes.
To wrap this up, if you can pull off this bowling deal,
yes,
I think it would be something that would be good for your head and just do whatever. But you do whatever you want.
No, but I think it's a good idea.
Volunteer at your local church.
Maybe not that. I got I had a good dose of Catholicism last week, and it just reminded me of a lot of things. And they pulled out all the stops for this one. Priest had the smoking pocketbook. They named all the saints. And the thing is, it's like, wow, this is a really long service.
Do you ever get the impression that 50% of the people that go to a Catholic funeral, 50% of them walk out pissed?
Well, I saw a lot of people scratching their heads. Like,
the thing is,
what
the
did
rules,
we just see?
The rules, as I now I've been away from the faith,
yes,
for a long time, but the rules are you don't get a traditional in the Catholic Church. You don't get a traditional eulogy.
No,
am I right?
No eulogy.
No eulogy at all.
The priest
Of
alluded.
Remembrances you can get, right?
No, they didn't even do that. The only one who spoke of him, this is my Uncle Dana we're talking about, of course, it was the priest who knew Dana, but still it felt like one of those plug-and-play sermons that they do a lot. Of course.
Which is what they do.
Of course.
That drives me nuts.
I hate it.
I spoke at my dad's funeral mass,
mm-hmm.
The one that where I officially said sayonara
mm-hmm.
to the Catholic Church because it was raining out, and Father McDonald showed up on the altar with his galoshes on and kept them on his feet. So he had the ceremonial robes with his galoshes. Like,
nice.
He was going to knock this out and be back in the car and back to his bourbon and water in 16 seconds. And it was, have I told you that at that particular funeral, it's the only time that I felt it manifest itself physically, feeling that kind of pain. I delivered his eulogy. And when I sat down, I had shooting pains in my legs because I was so emotional about that moment.
I don't know if you've ever said that, but I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, but they the other one was an uncle of mine where I've told this story before on the air where I had an Irish brogue, and it was like it was Bill Sheehan. That was the name of my my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill used to work with leather. He had a hobby of making and he's struggling. And suddenly you hear people saying, belts.
Yeah.
Belts. And, it's plug and play. That's their job. They do
and
that, right?
And I, quite by accident, I didn't know this. We went to the visitation the night before, and my Uncle David did a sensational eulogy. Beautiful. I mean, they were very close. They had just traveled to Spain together with their wives and did a pilgrimage across the Holy Land of Spain. And so even though they've known each other for a billion years.
The Holy Land was in the Middle East.
This is a holy trail of something. I'm trying to think what it was called. It was a religious pilgrimage they took in Spain.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
he was very religious.
Dana was very Catholic, yes.
Okay.
And it was a neat trip for them because Dana, father of six, didn't have a lot of time to travel. Mm-hmm. He raised six kids, and he's just got his youngest daughter was just accepted to Notre Dame. And so they were getting to a point where they were going to be able to do some traveling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, my Uncle David got up there, and I didn't realize at the visitation they were going to do this. And he sat us down, and it was maybe 12, 14 minutes, but it was so heartfelt and from someone who knew Dana so well.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most crippling moment of sadness. And I went up to him, and I've done eulogies too.
Yep.
And they're hard. It's mm-hmm. the hard. I mean, if you want to break it down, it is a public speaking engagement, and
sure
it's the hardest one there is.
It is,
especially if you're connected.
Yeah.
And David is not a public speaker by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, man, you did so good. Thank you.
Yeah. You always say you did him proud.
And it was, but it is, but you go to the mass and it's a mass. Mm-hmm. And it's not, there's a few moments that I could sort of relate to for Dana, but no. And that throws me. And I mean, I've gone to really informal ones where they take a moment, and this is of course not in the Catholic Church, where they'll have a wireless mic and people in the congregation can stand and give their memories, mm-hmm. which is very sweet because
yeah.
everyone has something that connects them to the past mm-hmm. Or they wouldn't be there.
And, you know, it just makes me think, though, is there any other time where there shouldn't be rules, right?
Oh,
where
my God, you're so right.
The family should do whatever the hell they want to do
exactly.
as a tribute.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And it just, so that's why I said when you mentioned that it was a mass, Catholic mass with that. You
it
know,
was a huge one. And I
whatever floats your boat, but boy, oh boy, sometimes the rules where, you know, oh, I'm the only one that can say anything. You know,
right,
it's just
right.
It's mm-hmm. a little, no remembrance. So they went by the book all the way, right?
Yeah, and they were, but they did take some time to tell us, if you're not a Catholic in good standing, please don't come for communion.
There you go. That's fantastic.
All
yes,
right.
sir. Well,
we'll miss you, Dana.
We could do a few hours, Dana, on the Catholic Church. And we will take a break. When we come back, we've got the homepage.
Nice.
And then later on, we're going to talk a little bit about a controversy in music.
Music!
Yes, controversy. Abuse, thy name is Lizzo. We'll be right back. I have been living, and I mean living, Liquid IV over the last. I've got it right now. I'm trying to nurse it, otherwise I could chug the whole thing.
Did you get the newest really care package difference. With the new mug?
No, I can't wait till that comes in.
You'll
that
get it in the
exciting.
Next day or so. It's beautiful.
Oh,
nice
that's
thermal
awesome.
Liquid IV mug. Yeah.
Wow. It's the number one powdered hydration brand in America, and it's now available in sugar-free. It's years in the making. Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone, and it keeps your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime.
I don't know how they do it, but that
yep.
white peach, as far as a sugar-free drink,
yep.
is off the charts. It's so
great.
Good.
Yep. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world. They have donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free in bulk nationwide at Costco. Or you want a really good deal? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. Do that by going to our webpage or just going to Liquid IV and using the code 20% off anything you order using the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This falls in the category, as far as I am concerned, of men that have too much money. It really does.
Oh,
Mark Zuckerberg.
This guy.
He is so serious about MMA.
Yes.
That he built an octagon in his backyard. This is so weird. This is just so weird.
Does he still have room for his above-ground pool?
He didn't clear it with his wife, Priscilla Chan, first. It sounds like that was a bad idea. He shared a text exchange they had where he asked her if she saw it, and she replied, "Yes, I saw it." He texted back, "It looks awesome."
Oh, God!
And her reply was simply, "Mark." That one word speaks volumes, and he got the message, so he told her, quote, "We have plenty of yard space."
You and think?
These are like two eggheads communicating
with
each other.
Well, it's also, he's like a kid, too. Looks awesome.
It looks awesome. And she replied, quote, "I have been working on that grass for 2 years." So now he's polling his followers, asking them if he should keep the octagon or save the grass. FYI, Mark is scarfing down about 4,000 calories a day, and he gets lots of them from McDonald's. And right now, if you were to have the Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg battle, I'm on Team Zuckerberg
sure.
all the way.
Can't they both lose?
I've got an audience today. I have an audience.
Yeah,
Do you want to come in and say hi real quick?
Cheating off to your right there.
Come on in.
Come here, youngster.
Or put your headphones on. There you go. You want to say hi? Oh, we got to turn the thing on. There we go.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
You want to come into camera a little bit? There you go. All right,
how is football going?
Really good.
All right, let me turn you up here.
He's going to turn you up.
Now, all right, and I'll turn that down. Now you can talk. Sorry.
Football is really good.
What's your favorite part so far?
Just putting in the effort. It's definitely a lot.
Would you like to do me a favor? So you can come at the end of the homepage. Go get your helmet. Put your helmet on and do a little show for everybody with your helmet. That'll be a good video day, folks. Really, really, really
my
good
father
video
used
day.
To tell me to go get my helmet.
It was a different kind of helmet.
How's that?
To go along with your corrective shoe. Quentin Tarantino wants Bruce Willis to have a cameo in his final film, which is called The Movie Critic. So he really is doing a final film. That bums me
out.
Such a fan. According to a production source, Tarantino hasn't talked to Bruce or his family about it yet, but we'll understand if they say he's too sick. Quote, if that's the case, he aims to try to work a brief clip from one of Bruce's many previous movies into the film. The Movie Critic is expected to start shooting in September. That'd be nice if he could do something like
now,
that.
Now, this is a weird Tarantino effort. It's a movie. It's a biopic about Gene Shalit.
Gene Shalit, The Movie Critic. Or Rex Reed.
I think they're both in it.
Yes, very, very exciting. Lizzo, and we're going to talk about Lizzo in depth with this lawsuit a little bit later in the show. She's really getting battered by that lawsuit from three of her former dancers. It sounds like even Beyonce is writing her off. In case you don't know, when Beyonce sings Break My Soul during the Renaissance tour she's on now, she name drops a bunch of influential women, and Lizzo has always been one of them. Until Tuesday night in Boston, when Beyonce apparently dropped her from the list. Meanwhile, a woman named Sophia Nally Allison has come forward to back up everything those dancers are claiming about Lizzo. Sophia spent some time with Lizzo because she was going to direct a documentary about her, but she quickly bailed because Lizzo was disrespectful, arrogant, self-centered, and unkind. And she says other women have come to her with similar horror stories.
Wow.
Stay tuned
and that's,
with that.
That is wild because that is not how she presents herself, and I don't know if we've all been snowed, but she comes off, you know, her public persona, very kind and a good person. So this is a little distressing.
Keep in touch with Lizzo's story because you'll find out more, I think, down the road. There's a new study out on how irregular sleep schedules can have negative consequences on your gut bacteria.
Really?
Get this stuff. That can lead to obesity, inflammation, and heart problems. The researchers found that even a 90-minute difference in the midpoint of your sleep timing can impact your gut. That includes staying up late a couple of times a week and sleeping in a couple of hours on the weekend. Of course, what you eat, drink, that also has a big impact on your gut. But the scientist says disruptions to your inner clock, internal clock, also play a significant role. One researcher says maintaining regular sleep patterns, so when we go to bed and when we wake each day, I'll call you in at the end for the big show.
For an entrance.
Is an easily adjustable lifestyle behavior we can all do that may impact your health for the better. So sleep with a regular
I buy into the regular sleep patterns, but I don't know that how it could affect your gut health. That's weird to me.
Someone asked Gen Zers, ladies and gentlemen, and millennials to list things older generations got right.
Okay.
Or boomer complaints that they actually agree with.
Okay.
Here are a few favorites. I'll go 10 to 1 on this one.
Right.
Number 10, if you are setting off fireworks at 10 p.m. and it's not July 4th, you're a jerk. Ding.
I agree.
Absolutely.
With that.
100%. Let's see. Give me a real menu. I don't want to scan a QR code. Thank you. I agree with all the millennials on that one as well. And that's a big, boomer complaint.
Yeah.
Number 8, not all food needs to be gourmet or elevated. Just eat something. Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I mean, I like a
seven,
burger. Yeah, it's good.
You shouldn't have to download an app for everything. Amen. Mm-hmm. Number 6, pets shouldn't be allowed in stores. Service animals are fine, but you shouldn't be walking around TJ Maxx with a Great Dane. I don't care.
I don't like either.
Dogs.
I love dogs.
Bring the dog in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Number 5, music everywhere is too loud, including the mood music at stores. I agree.
You know
I
where
don't
it's
like
really
it.
Loud lately? Gas stations.
Gas stations out at the tanks,
yes,
at the pumps.
They're blasting it. Stop it.
Stop it. We don't
Not
need
so
it anymore.
Loud.
Come on. Number four. Why did I hit the ding there? Because you've got brain fog. Things should start on time, specifically concerts.
I agree to that.
And that's very old farty, though, when you hear that. Yeah, they ought to start it out on time.
Well,
you know,
there was, I think the Barbie showing I went to was a noon showing. And they didn't get to the show until 12:25.
Because they did all the crap before.
Yeah, you know what? I'm fine with that, but start it ahead of time so the movie... I mean, I'll give them 10 minutes, but 25 minutes is a lot.
I agree. Yeah. Number three, there's... we got to get a ding for...
Yeah,
agree.
Please. Thank you.
Number three, there's not enough parking. If a place doesn't have easy parking nearby, it's not worth going. That sounds like an old fart thing, but millennials agree
yeah,
with it, too.
I agree. I like to park.
If you're not going... If you're going to a party... Bring something. No, wait, hold on.
You know what you can bring? You can bring your cell phone.
Hi, taping show.
Who was it?
My wife. Sorry about
my
that.
Wife.
I have to turn the... My wife. One of these days, this will be a professional show.
No, she's fine.
Let me see. Yeah, bring something. I agree with that one. I got to give that a ding. That's a... Well,
what do,
now
what
everything
do you
in
bring?
My computer has been... A bottle of wine, usually. I like to bring a bottle of wine if I'm going to a house party.
I
that,
bring a dog.
People want. You don't bring a dog. That's not to the store. It's just it's your service animal, but I give that a ding.
It is
now.
A
I
service animal, yeah. Thank you.
Let me see. And number one, physical knobs, buttons, and dials are great, as opposed to everything touchscreen. 100% agree,
I agree
with that.
I agree. It's one thing I don't like about my car. It's so much of it is virtual touchscreen.
Well, think about your job, too. What about those iPads you use all the time?
And
those
what about
good.
The pictures I was supposed to see?
Give me a break, all right? And now a little something,
please.
Ladies and gentlemen. And don't hold the music at the end because we'll have show and tell.
Oh, that's right.
Michael, you can put it on again. We're going to bring you in just a second here. If you run up to an airport gate late and the door is already closed, there's probably nothing you can do to get them to open the door for you. But one thing definitely won't work, making a bomb threat.
No.
A 30-year-old man in Florida named Vincent Cerino. not Jimmy Cerito.
It'll be okay.
He was furious when he showed up late for a flight on Monday afternoon and wasn't allowed to board the plane, so he started screaming at the gate agents. He shouted, "I'm going to blow this blank up. I'm going to take you all out." An agent called 911, and Vincent was arrested on charges of making a bomb threat and making a false report of mass destruction. His attorney says that Vincent is a truck driver and he was flying to pick up his truck from a repair shop. Must be a very specific repair he's got to fly
to. I would think, yeah.
He's out on bond now, but he's not allowed to go on any airport property, so he'll have to find another way to get his truck. Florida, where self-control comes to die and where anger management is hitting what you aim at, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado... Let's bring in Michael William O'Mara. Hi there. There, lean down so they can see it. There you go. Turn sideways. There we go.
Yeah.
Turn sideways so they can see your helmet.
Not
no,
that sideways.
That sideways. There you go.
That's great.
There
and you know what's really good is his name is on the front of the helmet, so you won't forget it, Mike.
You won't forget.
That's right.
Mostly for the coaches. Because the coaches can't remember her name.
Yes, but I was making a joke that your father would forget your name.
See, it's an old joke about me.
There. Wow.
That's
okay.
Fine. That's fine.
Thank you very much. That's
Go
wonderful.
Mustangs!
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. See you later. You can take it off now.
No, keep it on, son.
Keep it on the whole day. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I don't know. We'll do something right
Mike,
here.
We really should do something.
Yeah, there he is. There he is with the helmet. We'll be back with something on the show. Promise. Right here as I'm slowly running out of gas.
You're doing great.
You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We do a podcast that's heard all over the world. And aren't we excited? We'll be right back. Nutrafol.
Love it.
Here's a fact. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. But you can fight back. Discover Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. Take control of your hair health and improve growth. thickness and scalp coverage, visit Nutrafol.com/men, take the Hair Health Wellness Quiz, and get a personalized plan for better hair health through Whole Body Wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men and add your promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that you wanted to talk about your pretzels and non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah,
and
because
I think that's kind of interesting.
We had an update on that.
Okay.
Just so you know that we're on the same page, and if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, shame on you. I had a pretzel discussion. I was thinking, you know what? I haven't had pretzels in a long time. I love pretzel rods, but I associate them with beer. Beer and pretzels. Classic twofer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, we had been talking last week about, I forget what famous person it was that drank non-alcoholic beer with his kids.
It was
a news story.
It was the duo, the blonde lady.
Yeah, I know. I can picture them. I just can't think of their names.
But they're that kind of celebrity, right? They're just below the A-listers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are, just below.
I forgot the name.
Is it Kristen Bell?
It might be Kristen Bell.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard, that's it.
Thank you, Mac.
Good job.
Good job.
So I said, you know what? Let me go look. And I looked in the aisle, and at the end of the beer aisle, there is Beck's N.A., non-alcoholic beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'll give this a try. And you know what? It was okay. It was not overwhelming. It didn't make me want to drink. It was just a good flavor pairing with the pretzels. And it was incredibly expensive. I've never paid $12 for a six-pack of real beer. So I went home. I had a couple of them, had some pretzels, and I was pleased with it. And Oscar was concerned that there are trace amounts of alcohol in non-alcoholic beer.
That's what you hear. You hear that there, you know, it's a, you know, there are regular internet memes about it where there's different, I don't know what.
And
I'm
then
saying.
Mac checked in and he said, well, actually, there's research that says there's less alcohol in non-alcoholic beer than there is in orange juice. I said, oh.
Really?
Yeah. So
is
anyway.
Alcohol in orange juice?
Mac?
Yeah, a tiny bit.
So there's a trace amounts.
All
and
right.
So we got back and forth, and you know, I said, you know, it wasn't so great that it's going to become a new habit with me, but I wanted to know if I were to occasionally do it, if I was putting myself at risk. And Mac volunteered, and Mac, I'll let you talk here.
Yeah, because just some history. My parents, most of my family are recovering alcoholics. My mom, just for context, had a much harder time at it in recovery than Rob did. She did have to go to some meetings and stuff like that. So I asked for her opinion on this, on what she thought. And she generally said that from what she's heard from AA, I mean, she hasn't done non-alcoholic, but it's typically a really bad idea because you're still associating things with something alcoholic related.
I can see that.
And it can lead to the path where if you start doing non-alcoholic, kind of like how e-cigarettes lead to actually people smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Non-alcoholic beer can lead to beer again. And
that's
so it's
valid.
Typically, it is not advised in any way to do that because you just need to disassociate everything from it. It's hard, but it just needs to be done.
And it was
now,
not.
Are you alcohol-free, Matt?
I am. I've never started, mainly
because of the fear of what it would do to
you? Yeah, because, mother, brother, and father all had problems. So I just.
Did that affect you growing up at all? Or
yeah, I mean, I would say it's mostly that. There was a little bit growing up in Catholic school where they were saying, don't do drugs, don't do alcohol. And I'm like, sure. And then right when I was coming of age is when my mom had to stop. So that's why I never started. I've had.
Well, that's pretty good, though. I mean, it also shows something that you've got three people that have successfully gone through recovery, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it also, since he's the only one in the family that hasn't been touched by it, it makes me feel like he might be the cause of it.
Yeah. I
No, I don't think so, Matt.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I've There are some bad stories. I'm not going to go into it because it's private information.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, you got it. I don't want you to.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say it's a little bit of a different context. Like my mom, it took her years to get used to being around another person who would drink.
Okay.
Just even being around it. So it is a different context. You are
because
a different person.
Because that would trigger her?
Yes.
Wow.
She had a much harder time. It took her years to, she could not have, even like a guest at the home couldn't have anything because it would be triggering. So she had a much harder time.
That.
So it is a different context, Rob.
Everyone's journey is different.
Yeah.
That's one thing that when I've read about it and talked to people about, everyone's journey is different. I can see
my journey is when I would take a month off when I owned my bar and I couldn't go into my bar. Because I realized the only way it tolerated people is because I'm half looped.
How did that business ever fail?
I don't know. I could only go in there when I'm drinking and smoking.
But
I agree with you.
Shake my hand again. A nice sweaty handshake.
Thanks a lot. Ah, very nice. Hey, I got a virus. All right,
I'm not triggered by other people drinking. I've been around it and it's fine. There was the acid test, I would say, of being in New Orleans, where the entire city is drunk, and it didn't affect me.
Yeah,
I was not so knocked out of my socks by this non-alcoholic beer that I think it's going to be an issue.
So, I mean, you didn't think of it in terms of triggering you or anything.
No,
like
no,
that.
And I thought
did
about
you have
it.
A fond memory though?
I said, you know what, this tastes good. But
okay,
and it's the thing. I also talked to my mom about it. This is retreading a little bit yesterday, but you'll know this. Is I called her and I said, "What do you think?" And she said, "Well." The reason, she said, son, the reason I drink beer is because it makes me feel nice. And she said, and throughout history, the reason you drink beer is because you like the way it tastes. I don't like the way it tastes. And I do. And you know
what? You like the way beer tastes.
I do. And this was a nice, nasty, skunky, rich beer from Beck's. It tasted a lot like Beck's. It was less carbonated, but it had that sort of bitterness that I like.
So even with the price, you're going to stay with it?
No, I don't think so. It wasn't that good.
So.
It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe if I'm ever at a place and they say, would you like to have one? Maybe I will. I'm not going to rule it out, but I'm not going to buy it anymore. It was just an experiment, you know? And I'm pleased that you said that, Mac, because it makes perfect sense. And it was in the back of my mind anyway. But you know what? Onward
you know,
and up.
Underlying this entire discussion, I've got a little bit of fear. And it's not the fear that you're going to fall off the wagon. It's
right.
The fear that things have gone so off the rails that you're now taking advice from Mac.
Well, to be fair, it's Mac's mother.
Okay. That's it. If you want to look at it that way, that's okay.
I'm
too.
Not sure.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to get heavy on you, Mac. I really
sure.
don't. But
go ahead.
Since you brought it up, did you experience a lot of negative feelings growing up as a child when you had an older sibling, a father, and a mother who had problems with alcohol? Did that affect you growing up?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't really realize it at the time, but the juxtaposition of her being with alcohol and without, the drastic difference of when she stopped and my father stopped was night and day. So it was like, yeah, there's so much that I could attribute to. Yeah, that was 100% because of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
all right.
I do want to say, I don't know if I was leading anything. There was no abuse. That did not happen.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't. I wasn't fishing for that.
I know. I kind
of. And it doesn't have to be, but I mean, look, I know how I would feel with my dad sometimes when he would have more than I wanted him to have.
Sure.
And he'd get that look on his face. And, you know, everybody knows it. Every kid that has parents that drink probably have seen that, that lip.
I've had talks with my kids about it, you know, recently. And I said, you know, I'm really sorry. It sucks. It's a weakness I have. And
did they ever say, yeah, Dad, we could always tell that,
what they said is
you're not an easy guy to tell. You're like me in that respect. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I guess.
Until there's a specific moment.
An incident.
I could tell with you. I could certainly tell on a stage with you when it would be happening.
Of course.
Because you tend to get a little more verbose.
Well,
that happens.
Had stuff I needed to say.
You did. Absolutely.
But no,
I just, you know,
we,
did
I,
your
I,
kids.
They
know?
Said that, you know, that they're glad that the path has changed is what basically what it is.
Okay.
And you know what? I said, if it ever comes to a point where it's something you need to talk about, I'm here all the time. Because trust me, I was there for all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not proud of it, but I'm very proud of you guys. And thank you. And
you know, anyway.
Well, more power to you, and congratulations to your mom, your dad, and your brother, who are still handling it and still dealing with that and haven't fallen off. And how long has it been for all of them? A few years or what?
Yeah, my mom and dad probably 10, it's definitely over 10 years.
Wow, that's great.
My brother probably about like 7 or 8, something around there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and it's amazing they've been able to stay sober with you around. Just kidding.
I'm out of the
that's
house
a
now.
Joke. I'm out so, of the house so now. Sorry. Right. So cruel. So very, very cruel, but I can't help it. What's this Florida medical update that you have for me? Is this something that will affect me personally?
Stay out of Central Florida. That's all I'm going to say. But more details after the break.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with an update right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Still the One, Orleans, on WDRC. Does this actually start singing, or is it an instrumental loop?
These are always instrumentals. So.
Okay. Hey, it's so hot. The striking writers are demanding that Bob Iger gives in to their demand for popsicles. So it's time to focus on your face, and Dermglow has everything in one place. That rhymes.
Yes,
it's
on purpose.
It's time to focus on your face, and Dermglow has everything in one place.
Da-da-da.
Dermglow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine, and lots of it is on sale. With Dermglow, enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. If you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from Dermglow. Visit DermglowSkin.com today, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. She's the best esthetician.
By far.
Reach out today and tell them that American funny man Adam Sandler sent you.
Oh, how nice.
Fun fact, Sandler has never disclosed his political leanings, but he is quick to volunteer that he loves Dermglow for all things facial. He's no longer a daily ear candler, so trust in Dermglow and Adam Sandler. Wow. Wowzy woo woo.
I'm not drinking, Mike. I'm not drinking.
Very exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Yeah, you said this is the greatest Florida medical update you have ever given us.
It's pretty good because it involves Florida and you. And what I see is a time machine almost.
Okay, I was up there. I was in the central part of the state, Winter Haven.
You were just in Central Florida, and a new report says Central Florida is a hot spot for leprosy.
There we go. Yes, sir. Oh, isn't that exciting? Yay, Central Florida. Leprosy. Leprosy. We're going back to like Papillon now.
Well,
I can't believe it.
To me, it's like biblical times. It was, remember in the robe, they had a lot of leprosy going on.
I thought leprosy was one of those things totally eradicated. I guess they can't really eradicate any disease totally.
All correct? I know is that you've got the highest rate in the United States right there in Central Florida, and it's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God.
It can present itself as a painful rash.
How about body aches?
Doesn't mention body aches.
How about a fever?
I think mostly I'm not seeing any fever. No,
here, can I be honest with you? What I've been thinking about, it is so goddamn hot down here, and I've been thinking about the just the climate. Don't you, if you're in like a grow house or a greenhouse where you're trying, don't you want to foster a hot, moist climate? Down here, the Gribblies grow so well down here. We have the flesh-eating bacteria down here in Florida. It just creeps me out completely, but I thought it was gone. I thought it was completely gone. Where would it come from?
To that point, a doctor at the Advanced Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery Clinic in Orlando said, oh, sure, I've read about it in textbooks, but I never expected to see it.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, I thought if it's eradicated, what does it travel on? Don't they have to have a host, these terrible diseases? Don't they have a host,
Mike,
that gets them somewhere?
If you want a good have some good party conversation next time.
Let's talk about leprosy.
Leprosy is also known as Hansen's disease.
Really?
Yes.
Named after Chris Hansen?
No, the boy singers, the band Hansen. And it is caused by the bacteria Mycobacterium leprae, which attacks under the skin. It gets your nerves. Scientists aren't completely sure how it spreads, but most believe it's transmitted via droplets when an infected person coughs and sneezes. And that causes lesions and rashes that are numb or lack sensation. So you get a rash.
Do they have cases of this in Central Florida?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm just thinking, did you see anyone cough at Legoland?
No, but now I'm freaked out about that. I'm freaked out. And once again, it's not the type of thing where, you know, somebody can breathe on you basically and you can get this
but
stuff.
But Mike, armadillos also carry it.
I saw an armadillo last night coming back from football practice.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, my God. That is so. Oh, God.
You choose to live there.
Oh, man.
It is not transmitted through casual contact like shaking hands or sitting next to an infected person. So that's good.
What about the droplets?
Well, Mike,
sitting next to an infective person that hacks up a lunger is probably going to get you the leprosy.
That's more than casual contact. That's formal contact.
I wonder. You know, my mind is spinning right now because I wonder when you say armadillos.
Yes.
And yes, you think armadillos are Texas or New Mexico or something like that. Armadillos are all over this area.
And your house, right?
They're in there right now. No. I remember in the back of my mind something about the fact that they carry a lot of disease.
Mike, leprosy is a rare disease in the United States. Historically, most cases of leprosy in the U.S. affect people who travel from country to country or who are exposed to armadillos.
Really? So if you see one, and we have seen dead ones on the side of the road, and we saw one that was just hopping along last night. And they're, you know what they are? Armadillos are really kind of like a possum with a
scales.
Suit of armor on it.
That's
what it is.
They're trash animals, aren't they?
Nasty. Yeah, they're nasty.
Mike, experts agree that leprosy is becoming endemic in the region. And now an endemic means there are regular levels of a disease in a region, but rates are not climbing, she explained. So
it's there.
It's there, and it's not going anywhere. All right. So watch out for your armadillos. There's a strong predilection for illness in Central Florida, just so you know.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if you've ever driven the I-4 corridor, you'll know that that's what's happening. You know, catching me on a day where, I'm bouncing between 99 and 101 degrees
Did you want to take your temperature?
I think I'm good. I think
okay,
I'm normal
now. Did you want
now.
To look for pale, numb blotches on your body?
That's both my arms.
See, that's the weird thing, is that I never thought about the fact that it would leave patches that are numb. That's crazy.
Is there anything in that article, and I know you're not going to have it, about the curability of it now? Do they have a cure for it? I don't think there's a cure for it.
They said
there is a
cure. Look up if there's a
cure. There is a cure.
What is the cure?
See, there you go. You are on your game after coming back from being sick yourself.
Yeah, it's. They said a few years of antibiotics.
A few years.
Yeah.
But it's really.
But it is curable.
Yeah.
It's curable. That's all I need to know.
Good news for your toilet.
No, you know what I'm going to do?
After being on antibiotics for 3 years.
No, I'm going to go out and lick the armadillo. That's what I'm going to do with that.
Is that code?
Right. What's that?
Is that code?
No.
To go lick the armadillo.
I'm going to physically go out and I am going to lick the armadillo. Before we get out, I did want to
Before we do a button on that, can I tell a joke about this that relates? Did you hear about the leper hockey game?
No.
There was
a face-off in
the
crowd.
Corner.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I got it. All right. That's terrible. That's a 50-year-old joke.
Mac, why do you write those jokes down?
If you didn't know, because I know when I had that story about reaction to the lawsuit, I was in the dark because I was a day late on the Lizzo thing. If you want to know what the story is with Lizzo, U.S. pop star Lizzo has said allegations by three of her ex-dancers, including sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment, are false. The singer called the last few days gut-wrenchingly difficult and overwhelmingly disappointing. She says, usually I choose not to respond to false allegations, but these are as believable as they sound. These are as unbelievable as they sound and too outrageous to not be addressed. The lawsuit also includes accusations of religious and racial harassment, discrimination, assault, and false imprisonment are also listed in the legal case. Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez are the former dancers bringing the case against the singer, her dance captain, and her production company, Big Girl Big Touring, BGBT. Ms. Davis and Ms. Williams were fired from the dance team, while Ms. Rodriguez later resigned over the alleged treatment of her fellow colleagues. On Wednesday, Ms. Williams told CBS she wanted to ensure that other dancers who work with Lizzo don't have to go through that same experience. The legal action filed in Los Angeles on Tuesday includes allegations the dancers were pressured into attending sex shows and interacting with the dancers at the shows between 2021 and 2023.
That's weird.
Among the claims against, would that be like going to a strip joint?
I guess, yeah, but maybe a sex show is something perhaps more so. I don't know.
They said it was like cabaret kind of thing.
Oh, really? Among the claims against Lizzo, whose real name is Melissa Vivian Jefferson, are that she pressured Ms. Davis to touch the breasts of a performer in a nightclub in Amsterdam, and Ms. Davis, after resisting, eventually acquiesced, fearing it may harm her future on the team if she didn't do so. That's all I've got about Lizzo
wow.
right now. If you were wondering about that, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's
yeah.
what they say to that particular thing. But, you know, when three of them, you know, two of them get fired, but then the other one quits because the other ones that were fired, that usually means something's going
up.
On. Stay
and don't go to Amsterdam, and really don't mess with armadillos.
Absolutely. Do not touch an armadillo. You'll get leprosy if you touch an armadillo. That's all there is.
It would have been worse if Lizzo had said, hey, touch that armadillo.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. I had no idea. Leprosy in Florida. You're right, Rob. It was a big one.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Hey, it's time for the flip side. We'll have that for you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And yeah, maybe I will take my temperature. No, I don't want to do that on the air. I don't know why I'm weird that way. This podcast.
You could take it orally. That would be fine by me.
Thank you. Yeah. Not rectally?
No, please.
I'm sorry. What are they going to say? Separate this from our wonderful sponsor.
Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life.
Yes.
It's 2023. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003? You got to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet is a slick, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion, perfectly.
Look at that. There he goes.
Fans out up to 6 cards for easy access. And it comes with Groove Life's 94-year, no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment. It's called the Groove Wallet Go.
Look at this. How great
is
this? Right on my phone.
It's attached to his phone. It's a low-profile companion to your Groove Wallet or your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 that uses innovative micro-suction technology to give you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash.
Watch this. Watch this. This is through my phone case.
Okay.
Boop. And it's on there. That's all
there
you
it
do.
Is.
No adhesive.
You can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. I've got brand new ones sitting in my home right now. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website, and then you can do this cool thing. By the way, if you're keeping track of the way it works, that's my ID, that's my
yes.
cash, and then all the cards that I have are, let me turn that music down for
okay.
a second, okay?
It's gone.
And now the cards just come out and fan out like that. And
look
there
at
they
that.
Are.
Players right? Cub International, MasterCard,
yeah.
all
Absolutely.
Of them.
Yeah, my Resorts International players card that I had there, too. Oh, I'm sorry. It's you got to hit the thing.
Yeah, it's time to do the full side.
Hello, upside down.
Roll over, roll it.
Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
I wanted to play this yesterday, Mike, but you weren't here. But
right.
as a tribute to your trip, it comes up again to Central Florida. Did
mm-hmm.
you know IHOP is celebrating its 65th birthday?
Horrible.
Great.
Great news, everyone. At IHOP, to celebrate 65 amazing years, all-you-can-eat pancakes are back for just $5. So come and celebrate 65 years with us. Only at IHOP. Thank you.
Thank you.
I went to my fat doctor the other day.
Yes.
And during the brief hiatus that I have. Oh, and by the way, I believe a lawsuit filed on behalf of people that were taking Ozempic. And Mounjaro. So they sued people about stomach issues.
Yes.
Which is really great to hear as I'm just about to go back on it. Just couldn't be happy.
Maybe you could get a taste of that sweet cash.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just have a fever of over 105. I'm going to go lick an armadillo, and I'm going to gain 75 pounds at the same time. That's the way it's going to go. Now, IHOP, you know, if you're somebody that really likes your empty calories, pop down that $5 and enjoy your all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Anything you want.
Anything you want. Ah, yum, yum.
Okay, so I just thought of you. Mike, do you know when you go to the beach and you see those planes that are trailing a banner behind them that have an ad on them?
They always look to me like they're going to fall out of the sky because they're going so slow.
Yeah, it's very true. And also, I saw that, you know, they don't take off with the banner. They have to, like, take off, circle back, and hook the banner, and then go. It's pretty fascinating.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're in New Hampshire, you have to be careful when the banner plane crashes. But don't worry, no one was hurt.
It's going down. A plane's going down. And it's crashed. And we all stood up.
I look up, and all of a sudden, you just see the whole thing coming down. I was like, just, you know, Kevin got the word plane. You know what I'm saying? Everyone was just like, wait, what are you running to? I'm like, yo, save them.
He walked out in his clothes and socks and shoes, and he was shaken up, though.
He landed in the ocean and just walked out.
We have, it's getting worse, isn't it?
It really
remember
is.
Used to be a little anomaly when the news would get an actuality for so now it's the inability of Americans to really express themselves, especially when you've got the level of excitement increasing.
They were very excited.
Oh, it's like he came like the plane, like turned off lights, like. Yeah, so he's flying down a crane coming down, it's in the like and the socks and shoes.
That's exactly right. Now,
Jesus
Christ. Mike, on November 17th of this year is when Dolly Parton's rock and roll album will drop.
Okay.
And they've leaked another single. And I wonder why they're doing this. Maybe they're nervous about it, but I want your take on this. Here is Dolly covering a song that you know. Because I have an opinion on this.
What was the last one you played? Because the last one we liked, right?
Yeah, we did. It was, I don't remember. I don't. And that's part of it. But my opinion on this is, We Are the Champions / you know, We Will Rock You or vice versa, is more about the production than the song.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to try to recreate a production.
Well,
her voice
didn't work
is
like
fine.
The last one.
No,
you know?
I agree. So,
it just doesn't fit that well. But I love Dolly.
I love everything
she's done with her career. I love how she gives back, and I root for her. And if you get an entire album, it's just interesting. It's an interesting choice that they sent that out for everybody to hear. I don't think we're going to be the only ones that react to
it. Yeah,
like
I think
that.
It's going to be. I think they're going to test a few, and we'll see what happens. Let's close with this, Mike. Trenton High School in Michigan. This is a very common thing. They wanted a big banner for their football stadium, so they got a corporate sponsor to help pay for it. They did that when I was calling games in Leesburg, right? And they wanted it to say, welcome, but they didn't spell check it, Mike. They put up a huge banner that says, we come.
I mean, I drove by, and I was like, well, something doesn't look right. And then I was like, there's no L.
My daughter sent me the picture, and she said that there's a misspelling on Trenton football field. And she sent it to me, and I said, I can't believe they forgot the L.
I don't know how someone doesn't catch that.
Spell check, yeah. It's a great idea, right?
Mike, we're a nation of overeducated people.
Yeah, and then the plane hooked it and crashed right after that. And suddenly, out of the plane, 50 armadillos flew, and everybody on the ground got leprosy. That's it. This has been a full show today. Thank you very much.
It's been a lot of things. Yeah.
Don't forget, we have a bonus show coming up tomorrow, so check that out, ladies and gentlemen. And we are still doing our fruitcakes.
Do it.
For the time being. That's going to run out very shortly, so please get your holiday fruitcakes in advance. That's why we do it during the summer, so you can be all set to go during the holidays. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com for all the info. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Michael McIntosh, along with Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao, and leprosy.
Want more?
Leprosy.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
With a sexy body and just a knockout pen figure.
Do you like a porno?
Mike is very, very
very attractive.
That's it? That's all you got for me up here, you candy-ass clown? Come on, bitch!
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.